Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach said there will be increased screening for persons coming from countries where the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been confirmed. Dr. Kizer-Beach said vaccinated passengers from these countries will be required to present a negative PCR test on arrival and quarantine for 7 days.
We had an emergency consultation on our protocols and decided that the most we would do at this point was to increase the screening at our borders of those travelers coming from those countries initially identified as having have this variant. And those were some Southern African countries, Belgium, Israel, and Hong Kong. And so we decided to move those countries into a new category called the extremely high-risk countries. And we asked that even vaccinated persons from those countries would now have to have a PCR on arrival and quarantine for 7 days to be tested again, and then they'll be cleared. Now, this is different to the regular very high-risk, medium, and low-risk travelers who are vaccinated. Those persons, they continue to come into St. Vincent, so that those travelers would include persons from the United Kingdom, the USA, Canada, any of the countries previously listed. Once you're fully vaccinated, you continue to come into St. Vincent and the Grenadines with a valid negative PCR test, and you would have no further testing on arrival. You would not have to quarantine unless the port officer has determined that there's something that we are concerned about in terms of either your test or your vaccination status. So that's where the protocols are now.
Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach. Regionally, Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs in Barbados, Marsha Cadle, said the COVID-19 pandemic has dealt a tremendous blow to the significant gains made by women in the workforce, which the government has been battling to reverse. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Dominica since the outbreak now stands at 6,028. Internationally, the UK has approved another antibody treatment for people with COVID-19, which cuts the risk of severe illness. It's called Sotrovimab, and scientists say preliminary checks suggest it would work well against new variants such as Omicron. The drug, given in a drip into a vein, binds the virus to stop it from entering the cells. Meanwhile, health officials say the new coronavirus variant Omicron has now become dominant in South Africa, and it's driving a sharp increase in new infections. The World Health Organization, WHO, says Omicron has now been detected in at least 24 countries around the world. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.